Blog Talk Radio.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank the
yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Yes, he saw fit for us, Brother Oscar and I, on this Friday, May 3rd, 2019. We're live and well on Blog Talk Radio. We thank our listening audience for tuning in today to the wonderful program on the air, Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar, and me, Brother Chris. We thank you, and we hope that we can be a blessing to you and a source of inspiration, and we can also lead you in the way of Jesus Christ. And
amen.
It's another beautiful day, and it is sunny here in the Bay Area. It is, let's see what we got here. We are 58 degrees. It is partly cloudy, but it's sunny here in the San Francisco Bay Area today. And it is forecast a high today of 67 degrees and then a low of night. It'll be a little chilly at 49 degrees Fahrenheit. How are you doing, my dear beloved brother in Minesburg, Ohio?
How are you, Brother Chris? It's raining. Well, last time I checked outside, it was raining, and we've been having some raining weather for a couple of days here in the Minesburg, Ohio area.
Okay.
But, as you say, and I'm starting to say weather, Mr. Weatherman, when it's bad outside, that's fine with me. Because when you have the Son of God, it's sunny every day. So I am blessed, Brother Chris.
That is
fine. I'm having a blessed day today, Brother Chris. A good
That's
day
right.
today in the Lord, Brother Chris.
That's right. Every day, regardless of the weather, rain or sunshine or windy or whether it's a thunderstorm, supercell, it's all for the purpose of which God, that's God's handiwork, and we just know it's still God, still makes a way, and God is still good for whatever purpose he has in the weather systems around the world. We just thankful to be here in the land of the living and be able to carry out the kingdom business once again on this Friday, May 3rd, 2019. Is that right, Brother Oscar?
That is right, Brother Chris. Amen. And to our listeners, though it may be cloudy where you are, we hope and pray that we here are chatting from the Word or bringing a little sunshine in your world today as we are bringing this program to you today. We hope that we bring some sunshine in your world and the Son of God in your life. That's the most important thing, to have the Son of God in your life, Jesus Christ, in your life. So we hope we're doing that here on Chatting from the Word, and we're so grateful, we're so glad to bring this program on the air today in your hearing. We want to play our first selection, Brother Chris, and and we want to play the Melody Airs. How
Melody Airs.
God is able. The Melody Airs. I love that. That's another group, Brother Chris, that I have.
Yeah, you know, I got one of their CDs too.
Is that right?
Got one of their. Yeah, they came through the Bay Area performing a few years ago, and we bought one of them, my wife and I bought one of their CDs. I believe they came to McDonald Avenue. It was a while back. Mm-hmm. And that other group from Houston, Texas called United. They came through. You know United, those young brothers from Houston.
Yeah, I know United.
Yeah,
I got the Stem music also. Got to get them on the air. Yes, sir.
Right.
And here they are.
Right.
Melody Air.
All right.
Ah! you.
That was the Melody Airs, How Great God Is Able. And God is truly able, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of your situation. We might think it's something hard, but my Lord is able to bring you through it only if you have faith in Him. We got to keep our faith in Him, my friend.
Right.
You know,
right.
Never lose your faith.
That's right. Amen to that. Got to
Got to.
Can't survive without it.
Without faith, it is impossible to lose Him.
There
so you
go.
Got to have that faith because our Lord is able regardless
right.
of what you are going through.
Correct.
We are going
Amen.
To premiere a new segment to our program pretty soon. Entitled, I forgot the title.
Testimonial Moments, I believe.
Testimonial Moments, correct. Testimonial Moments, and I believe we're going to probably premiere it by next week. And when it's going
okay.
to cover out to our listeners, if you are going, if you've been through something that God has brought you through. And if you want to
That's
share
right.
it on the air to help someone with their Christian walk, because we fools are, we supposed to help some everyone, not anyone,
yes,
to do
yeah.
with their struggles in life, to show them that they can make it through whatever they are going through. So if
that's
you
right,
have
Brother Oscar.
Something you want to share, call us up.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Correct. That's right. We encourage you too. We all
yes, sir.
We all are here to bless one another. That you may have something that can benefit and be beneficial
Amen.
To someone else's lives. And we all here on this earth to learn and to from our experiences, and that we can share different things that have happened, and that maybe it could be an aid to someone else's life. It can encourage them, and different things they have went through in their life. So we all can learn from one another, and we can empower each other, Brother Oscar. Isn't that right?
Amen. Sure we can. Sure we can. Because that's what the church is all about, in helping each other. And if you want to call in, if you want to call in today, that's fine. Our number is 657-383-0883. And when you, Brother Chris, when we talk to one another about our experiences that we have been through, we will allow each other to know God is truly able. He is truly able. And that will help us when we see others go through something, and their growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. That will help us, others, to have more faith in Him and to honor and to bring Him the glory. Sometimes we forget,
right.
Sometimes we go through things to learn to give Him the glory and the honor and the
right.
praise.
You
know,
that's right.
You
remind
time.
Me. Yes, right.
Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, you remind me of Romans chapter 15, verse 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
where the Apostle Paul had addressed that right along the line of what you're talking about, Brother Oscar.
That's right, Brother
I thought
Chris.
It would be fitting to share this, where he says, "We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let
Amen.
Every one of us please his neighbor to for his good and to edification." Because we are to empower, we are to lift each other up, because we try to encourage and build character and in the way that God will be honored and glorified, and that He'll be praised, and that we will be blessed to help others along that line. And that's what it's all about. That's the beauty of Christianity. Isn't that right?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And that's what this program, that's what this show is all about, is to encourage one another to live for Jesus Christ, because I recognize, and Brother Chris does too, that it's not easy for us as Christians to live in this world. We have to be in this world, but not of this world. We live in this world,
that's
but we
right.
love this world. And this world does not cater to us as Christians at times. So we need
right.
help along the way, and that's why we have this program, Chatting from the Word, to encourage you during your day, to help you to recognize that the Lord is able and He's here to help us go through the things we're going through. We are here to help one another.
That's
before
right.
Before we go into
That's
our prayer time, Brother Chris, we want to play another selection. We
all right.
give God all the glory and all the praise and honor, but we want to say the a cappella company, Glory.
Ooh.
Glory.
Wow. That's another great one.
Yes, it is, Brother Chris. The glory
All
and
right.
honor. The
glory and honor. Let it roll.
Company. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The glory and the honor. And here we go.
Hey.
Time to fathom.
That was the Acapella Company, Glory and Honor. The worthy is the Lamb. He is definitely a worthy, Brother Chris, of all our praise, glory, and honor. He's definitely worthy because the Lord went to the cross. He took our place on the cross.
That's right.
He died on the cross. He suffered at the hands of the Roman soldiers, and he died, on the cross, taking our place. Of sinless, Christ was sinless, never sinned, and he became sin so that we may have forgiveness of our sins. So it's just a good thing just to be in him and be in his body, the Church of Christ.
That's right.
We are going to go in our prayer time pretty soon. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, it's time to call him in. We'll be in our prayer time pretty soon. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, time is now to call it in. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It was the Apostle Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Brother Chris.
Now let's go to the throne of God. Heavenly Father, we're consulting you at this time. Father God, thanking you once again for another day that we can air this wonderful and beautiful program on the air. On Block Talk Radio, chatting from the Word, we thank you. We thank our listening audience, Father, for listening in. We hope that the broadcast is a blessing to them in many ways, Father. And we also pray, Father, for a lot of people that are struggling or suffering at this time throughout the world. We pray for those who have been victims of violent crime and acts of horrific events. And Father, we pray for those that have lost family members and friends through these tragic events. And we pray also, Father, for the problem of vandalism and churches, buildings being burned, and people have lost their way, Father. We want to pray for all people, especially those that don't know thee, don't know Jesus Christ. And, Father, that the gospel of Christ will be made available and known to them, Father, through programs such as Chatting from the Word here on Blog Talk Radio. We pray a special prayer, Father, for all these wonderful people, Father, that have experienced these kind of horrific events. And Father, we want your healing for all of us, all people, especially our listening audience, Father. And that, Father, that we can get the strength because Jesus Christ is the panacea for us all. We pray for our elected officials. We pray for President Donald Trump and his administration. We pray for Vice President Mike Pence, who's down there dealing with the problems of church burnings and specifically black churches, predominantly black churches. Father, we know that, Father, regardless of our differences and our religious tradition, is just sad to a state of affairs to see that these things, even in the United States, are going on, Father. But because we all should be united, and we all Americans, and whether we black or white, Indian, Hispanic, Asian, or whatever ethnicity that represented here in the United States, Father, that we all need to just come together and have a rainbow coalition. I remember Jesse Jackson mentioned that in his cause, and that's true. That's Jesus Christ. That's his whole purpose of breaking down the middle wall partition. We thank you for the greatest gift to humanity, that, Father, that all of us as human civilization and all cultures, that we all can be united as one in Jesus Christ through the kingdom that he's provided us, Father, and in this. And the only way we can get in it, we must be born of the water and the Spirit.
Amen.
And Father, that's why we are sharing the gospel on this program to a lost world, Father, that they can have a chance to obey the gospel while they're on this time side of life. We thank you, Father. We pray for those incarcerated. We pray for those that have been wrongly convicted of crimes, Father, that they can get the justice that they deserve, Father, to have their sentence overturned. We pray for them. Pray for those that departed from the faith, that this program, Father, can be a source of encouragement, and maybe something can be said, or the songs that are sung by the artists in this a cappella, the music that we have on the program, can aid them and can encourage them to see the need to come back to the fold, to align themselves with your will and allegiance to Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, that they can get the restoration that they need, Father, that they can work out their salvation as we all are doing, Father, in the Lord's church. And that, Father, that we can all see your face in peace when this life is over, and your Son and the glories that await all of the faithful in Christ. And this is our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that prayer, fine prayer.
You're most welcome, my friend.
Fine job. And we hope.
Amen.
Pray that Brother Chris prays for your needs today and says in his prayer to help you along the way. And we hope and pray that you pray along with him today. We are so thankful that you are with us today, listening to Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar Ark and Chris Edwards. We hope that we have put a snap in your Christian walk today. In the same way, we hope that if you are really enjoying the program, that you support us here at Chatting from the Word. We need your support. We need to
know that
you are very grateful and appreciative of this program. Help us out here. Help us to cast the net to spread the gospel, to catch the fishes of men. That's what my subject going to be about today. And cast that net out and to bring lost souls to Jesus Christ. So if you believe that we're doing a great job here at Chad from the Word, support us, sponsor us. Any amount
that's
we
right.
do monthly, we're not. I'm not greedy. We just need help to keep this program on the air. Whatever you say, whatever your finances can bear to send. Send monthly, $1, $10, $20. Any amount
that's
will
right.
help us here, Chatting from the Word, to keep this program on the air, especially if you're putting a snap in your Christian walk. And leaders of the body of Christ, elders, deacons, ministers, you can help us out too. Put us in your budget for 2019. If we have put a snap in your members' walk, Christian walk, if we have helped you to preach the most dynamic sermons that you have ever preached before, and your congregation is growing, put us in your budget for 2019. If you want to, you can use PayPal. I'm on PayPal. You can put any amount in PayPal, or if you desire any other way of sending us the money, Chatting from the Word, let me know. Email me. I have an email address, which is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook. You can send me a note on Facebook, or I do have a webpage. You can go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're on the webpage, visit my bookstore. I have published two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. We hope that you do that. Proceeds will go toward Chatting from the Word. And you know my saying, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power, Brother Chris.
That's right. You can reach me at LordKC0615@gmail.com. Also, Brother Oscar and I are on Facebook, and we're on Messenger 24/7. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on LinkedIn.com. And I am also on Instagram. So if you have any constructive criticism, or, you know, something you want to share with us, what do you think of the program? If it's been an aid to you and your Christian walk and yeah. in your religious life, and those of you that listen in to the program, let us know. If you want a testimony that you want to reveal to us, that you want to share with our listening audience on the program while we're on the air, we encourage you to do so. If you have any religious questions that you need clarification, or if you have any doctrinal matters, or any you need explanation for certain scriptures that you want to get more of a clarity on, that's why Brother Oscar and I are here on the program, to aid you in the way of Jesus Christ. And we encourage you to let others know, your family and friends and people that you know are religious, to tell them about the program, because
Amen.
We would love to hear from all listen to this program. So they may have never heard the gospel of Christ taught like we do on this program. So we encourage you to do so, because whether or not you may or may not be part of our religious persuasion, or are part of our religious conviction as members of the Churches of Christ, as you may or may not know, we believe in the accuracy, the validity, the authenticity, and the also the accuracy, prophecy of the Bible, of the sacred scriptures. So we're going to get answers from Thus Saith the Lord, because we believe in speaking where the Bible speak and be silent where the Bible is silent. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. Amen. Well said, Brother Chris. Well said. Before the lesson, we want to play another of our favorite. You know it's my favorite. It's, what is it, Brother Chris, Chris Turner?
Yeah, you know it's cool inside.
It's cool inside. And if you want to go where it's cool inside, you must be in the body. In the body of Christ. That's Bible, my friend.
Right.
That is Bible. You must be in the body of Christ. Colossians 1:18, Ephesians 1:22-23. Christ only has one body. And if you want to go where it's cool inside, you must be in his body. And here we go.
Right.
Chris Turner is cool.
Inside. That's
inside.
Right.
In.
Amen.
So cool.
So cool.
Don't you want to go where it's cool inside? Dum, 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 dum. Oh, holy God.
It's Turner. It is cool, 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 cool in the fire. It is definitely cool inside. And if you want to go, if you want to go to heaven where it's cool inside, you must be in Christ. In Christ Jesus.
That's right.
You must be
in
Christ.
That's right. Amen. Must be. That's right. We're looking forward to your lesson, Brother Oscar. And those of you that are listening in, get your sword. Get your Bibles now.
Yes, sir.
Get ready. Fasten
yes,
your seatbelt because after the next song, our Brother Oscar York is going to bring to us the message from the Word today. And we're looking forward to it. And he's going to be talking about supporting the gospel and the ministry of Jesus Christ. And this is being part three. So we're looking forward to hearing you, Brother Oscar, and we hope that we all can listen in and learn a little something. And we know you got a lot to say, brother. And we're looking forward to it. So, all right. So after the next song, we're going to bring Brother Oscar is going to bring it to us.
Yes, sir. We're going to give it a try. You kind of lost there, Brother Chris.
That's right.
Let's see if I got another song, Brother Chris.
Okay.
Let's play another song, guys, because we do have a time, don't we? Let's play Praise and Harmony.
All
I
right. There we go.
Be seen.
That's
God,
right.
The king, and here we go.
Thank you.
That was Praise and Harmony. I look to the King. We all need to look to the King. The lesson that I have on my mind on today is, of course, supporting the gospel of Christ, all the ministries. And I'm taking it from Luke 10, 1 through 11. And we want to read that quickly, and we want to do a little a review of what we said last time. But here, in Luke 10, verses 1 through 11, the Bible said, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest is true is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that ye will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, nor and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say peace be to this house. And if the son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, if they receive you not, that they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets and the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. First of all, I'd like to say that we need to support the ministries. It's the ministry like this one that is trying to bring in the lost. If I can put it in those terms. And what we must understand that God desires is for the lost, those that are lost, to be saved. And for that are in the body of Christ to be strong and to stay in his body, for that is salvation lies. But first of all, Amen. Let me bring this point up. In John 21, and I believe that's where we was reading before, I want you all to notice what Jesus said here to his apostles. They had been fishing all night. And you know, Peter said, let's go fishing. And they were fishermen, and this was the way that they was making a living. And here they have not caught nothing all night. And Jesus tells them to cast the net to the right side of the ship. And when they cast that net on the right side, the Bible says they caught so many fish that the net could not even hold them. And in verse 10, Jesus said, bring other fish which you have now caught. And what I want to bring your attention to is what Jesus asked to Peter. Jesus says, so in verse 15, so when they had dined, Jesus answered Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? What is the these Jesus was talking about? He hired them to bring all the fishes they caught in the net to the shore. But they caught, he already cooked them fish to eat.
That's
but
right.
He had them to bring the fish they had caught. In other words, what Jesus was talking about was the fish when he said, "These, do you love me more than these?" And the answer Peter gave them, gave him. He said to him, "Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. I love you more than my occupation catching fish. I love you more than these fishes, which have many different kinds of fish in this net. I love you." And Jesus said, "Well, if you love me, Peter, go feed my sheep." And then he said, "Go feed my lamb. Go feed my sheep. Go feed
Amen.
My sheep, Peter."
That's,
why
that's
are you
right.
Turning back to what you know best? For I made you fishers of men. And that's
Man.
What I want you to do. And many today, I'm going to make this quick. The reason I went to Luke 10, many today do not believe ministers should be making, a ministry should not be making any money because of what Jesus said in Luke. But what you must recognize here, what Jesus is saying, that I want you to be dependent on the gospel of what you preach. Because Jesus said in verse 7, I think it's verse 7. Yeah.
We got 2 minutes.
Verse
2 minutes.
7, in the same house remain, eating and drinking, something as they give, for the labor is worthy of his heart. We're worthy of our heart.
That's
but what
right.
I want to say is, I'm going to make it quick, Brother Chris. Support the ministry. Support us
Amen.
Here at Chatting from
right.
the Word. I've talked with people that they say they are blessed from
That's
this
right.
program. So bless us. Because myself and Brother Chris are laboring here. Brother Chris!
That's right. Well, you heard the word that Brother Oscar brought today on the ministry. Do you believe it? If you believe it, are you willing to repent of your sins? Those of you that are listening in that are not part of our conviction, well, if you believe in Jesus Christ, are you willing to repent and confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue? If that be the case, you are willing to be baptized, because if you're committing your life to Christ and you acknowledge Christ as the Son of God and that you're willing to live for him and surrender your will to him, then you're willing to be baptized for remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 22, verse 16, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, and Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. So if you be willing to do that, he will add you to the New Testament church. Baptism is the washing away of your sins and contact the blood of Christ, and then you will have a clean slate with God through the precious blood of the Lamb, and he will add you to the New Testament church, because the church is purchased by the blood of Christ, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and you are added to it, and you have the cleansing blood of the Lamb in your life, and you are a Christian. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris.
Amen. Let's get
that
on out of here.
We got time, Brother Chris. I kind of extended a couple more minutes since I took so long, but I want to make another point here. The fact that this show here is like the net. We're trying to catch as many fish as we can. We're trying to help the church to grow. So support
That's
us
right.
here at Chatting from the Word.
Amen.
And since this is Friday, we want to remind our listeners to visit. Go to church this Sunday. It's
That's
another
right.
first day of the week. Go to church.
Amen.
Hear the preached word. Partake of the Lord's Supper so that you can
That's
grow
right.
thereby.
That's right. Amen. All right. Let's close it out.
Let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that you brought up. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, which brought salvation down. We come praying for our listeners, Father, each one of our listeners. Guide them, strengthen them, be keep them in your care, and let them have a great day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. Go to church Sunday and see you Monday.
That's right. Yeah, everyone, you have a great weekend, all of your listening audience. We thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Amen.
Have a great weekend.
Yes,
see you Monday, Brother Oscar. Be safe,
yes,
everybody.